Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week, we talk about real life issues that you're facing every day, and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are and who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I am so excited to be here with you today. All right, so just a quick reminder before we get started, it is not too late to sign up for the Step Into Confidence free 15-minute video training live with me. In this training, you'll learn how to overcome stress, overcome anxiety, and overcome insecurities, anything that's trying to hold you back from being all that God has called you to be. All you have to do to sign up is go to the Uncommon Teen app, click on the tab that says Brave Revolution, or head on over to uncommonteen.com and get signed up today. I cannot wait to get to hang out with you all. Now, it recently came to my attention that that link was actually broken. It has now been fixed, so head on over there and sign up today. All right, so as we come into the month where fear is celebrated, aka Halloween, and all the stuff that goes along with it, I thought it'd be a great time to talk about fear. This is going to be a two-part series, so be sure to come back next week and listen to the second part of this series. It will absolutely revolutionize your life. So I grew up in a family that was borderline obsessed with all things Halloween, scary movies, haunted houses, you name it. If you asked my family what their favorite holiday was, the majority of them would say Halloween. I saw all the scary movies. I went to the haunted houses. I did all the stuff. Okay, so I gave my life to the Lord when I was 18, and it wasn't until a couple years after that that a friend of mine who was a Christian asked me why I enjoyed scary movies. And I was like, I love the thrill. I love the adrenaline that comes with it. And then he went on to explain that he didn't watch scary movies because he didn't see the point of it. He couldn't understand why, when we're Christians, that we're supposed to walk in faith, but yet we're inviting fear into our life on purpose. And when I heard him say that, that blew my mind. Okay, growing up in a family, like I said, that was like all things fear, all things Halloween, it blew my mind to think, wow, I'm supposed to be walking in faith, yet I am like inviting fear into my life. So today I'm not going to talk about whether or not you should watch scary movies, whether you should celebrate Halloween, or even whether you should go to haunted houses. I'm not talking about any of that today. What I'm going to talk about though is I'm going to talk about going from fear to faith. There is so much craziness going on in the world today that it can be easy for us to step into fear if we're not cautious. And so I want to talk about that. 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Now, to give you a little bit of a backstory on the life of Timothy, in 1 Timothy, Paul is encouraging Timothy because he's a young pastor and his church is growing like super crazy. So in 1 Timothy, Paul's encouraging Timothy as he's walking through that process. However, in 2 Timothy, something has changed. And now Timothy is walking through a season where he is having to fight fear. So up to this point, Nero was the emperor of Rome, and he was slightly getting a little bit crazier as the years went on. He was like going insane. Now, I don't know if you've heard of the Great Fire of Rome, but that happened during Nero's time. And Nero didn't want to take responsibility for this great fire, that he decided that he was going to turn and blame it all on the Christians. So during this time in 2 Timothy, Nero is turning the responsibility of this great fire onto the Christians. The Christians are running scared. They are being scattered left and right. They're running, they're hiding all over the region just to get away from Nero's persecution so that they wouldn't be killed. So going back to that verse in 2 Timothy 1:7, we can see why Paul is writing to Timothy about fear. But even in the midst of all the chaos, all the craziness, all of the scattering, all of the killing, Paul tells Timothy, Timothy, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. See, Paul understood a principle that God is trying to teach us even today. When we invite fear into our lives, we're pushing away faith so that now we're controlled by fear instead of letting God be our guide and our protection. When we step into fear, we go into like a self-preservation mode. We set ourselves up to be our protector instead of choosing to trust God and take him at his word. I don't know about you, but I would much rather have God as my source for protection instead of relying on my non-existent ninja skills. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given us a spirit of power. We have the power of God on the inside of us to take authority over the enemy and what he's trying to get us to bow to. We have authority over the enemy to tell him to leave and to not mess with our families. God has given us that authority. We have the authority from God not to be a victim to the things that are going on around us, but to rise above them and become victorious. Ladies, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. We have the love of God on the inside of us. 1 John 4:18 tells us that there is no fear in love, but perfect love, God's love, that same love that's on the inside of you, that love casts out all fear. If there is an area in your life where you are in fear, all that means is that you need to focus on verses that really talk about God's love for you. Soak in God's love for you. I've done so many podcast episodes on God's love for you. Go back and listen to those. Really soak in how much God loves you. The more revelation that you get of God's love for you, the more that fear will leave. Ladies, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. The word sound mind in the Greek actually means that God has given you the ability to understand and to make right decisions, especially concerning walking in faith. God has given you the ability to understand that we don't have to live by the world's standards. We don't have to live being bogged down by what the world is facing, but we get to live under God's blessings. I look back in the Bible, and a constant message that God sends us throughout his word is, don't be afraid. Trust me. We see this exact message as Jesus talks to Jairus in Mark 5:22 and 23. Jairus came to Jesus, fell at his feet, and begged Jesus, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come, lay hands on her, that she may be healed, and she will live. Listen to that faith. In the midst of his daughter dying, she's on her deathbed. He has faith. He says, Jesus, all you have to do is come and lay your hands on her, and I know that she will be healed. She will live. I know it. Now I want you to skip down to Mark 5:35 to 36. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from Jairus' house and said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble him any further? I mean, because, you know, Jesus can heal the sick, but he can't raise the dead. I mean, it's Jesus. Of course he can. But I love Jesus' response to Jairus. In verse 36, he says, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to Jairus, do not be afraid. Only believe. Keep your faith up. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. It doesn't matter what's going on right now in front of you. Choose to stand in faith. And then guess what? Later, because of Jairus's faith, Jesus was able to raise Jairus's daughter from the dead. How incredible is that? So God is saying to you, trust me, believe me. You don't have to be afraid. Did you know that fear not is actually mentioned in the Bible 365 times? When God emphasizes something that much, it's usually for a couple of reasons. One, it's because we have the tendency to do the thing that he's telling us not to do. And as humans, we have the tendency to fear. And second, the second reason why God emphasizes something is because he knows that when you're living your life by what the word says, when you're living your life by faith, all those things that you're believing for are possible. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Do you know why it's impossible to please God without faith? It's because when you walk in faith, God knows that you get to receive all the amazing things that he has in store for you. But whenever you choose to walk in fear, it's basically like we're saying, you know what, God? I don't think that you have this. I don't think that you can protect me. I don't think that you can do this. I'm going to trust myself. And then we're pushing God away. We're pushing all of his blessings away. That's why it's impossible to please God, because God wants you blessed. All right, so let's talk a little bit about how fear comes and how faith comes. And then next week, we're going to talk about what fear is and how to overcome it. I'm going to give you practical steps to overcome fear. Did you know that both fear and faith both come in the same way? They both come through the things that you're listening to, through the things that you're watching, and through the things that you're saying. If you're listening to messages like this podcast that will teach you to stand in faith, it will help you build your faith. If you're listening to things like the news or all these bad stories or all these negative things going on, it will feed fear. If you're watching a lighthearted, fun, faith-building show, it's going to build your faith. But if you're having a scary movie marathon and you are like afraid of the dark, like I was, it's only going to feed that fear. If you're speaking words like, "Thank you, Lord, you are my protector. Thank you for keeping me safe," that will feed your faith. If you're speaking words like, "Ah, there's a tornado warning. I don't want to die," that will feed fear. What you continually put in front of your eyes, what you're continually looking at, you will eventually have those things. What you continually speak, you will eventually see. What has your attention? Ask yourself, is it building my faith or is it feeding fear? God can't do anything. He can't protect you. He can't guide you. He can't deliver you. He can't give you blessings. He can't do anything apart from your faith. All those things, protection, guidance, deliverance, blessings, they come to us by receiving them by faith. And just the same way, the devil cannot do anything apart from fear. He can't hurt you. He can't lead you away from God. He can't lead you into bondage apart from fear. And while we're talking about it, know that there is a huge difference between praying in faith and praying in fear. God can only answer prayers of faith. Mark 11:22-24 says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them.'" When we pray in faith, according to what God's word says, God says that we get to have what we're praying for. 1 John 5:14-15 says, "This is the confidence that I have in you, that if I ask anything according to your will," which is God's word, "that I can have whatever I ask." God is so good. We can be confident in that. I encourage you, find what you're believing for in the word of God. Then as you talk to God, thank him for what you're believing for. Come to him in faith. If you want to learn more about how to pray in faith, go back and listen to the Uncommon Teen podcast episodes number 8 and 9 on praying with confidence. That will help you so much with learning how to pray in faith. All right, so I'm going to end with a challenge for you this week. If you are finding yourself fighting fear, maybe you're afraid of the dark, maybe you're afraid of being alone, maybe you're afraid of rejection, whatever it may be. If you're finding yourself fighting fear, take a step back. Think about the things that you're watching. Are they building your faith or are they feeding fear? Think about the things that you're hearing. And this includes the thoughts that you're telling yourself. Does what you're listening to build faith or does it feed fear? Then I want you to think about the words coming out of your mouth. Are you speaking words that you want to see in your future or are you speaking fear? Then I want you to take time to look up some verses on faith and begin to speak those over your life. Here are some examples of verses on faith. I'm going to read the verse and then I'm going to show you how you can pray that verse so that you're praying in faith. The first one is 2 Corinthians 5:7. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And you can pray this verse by saying, "Lord, help me trust in you so that I can walk by faith, not by the things I'm seeing going on around me." Another one is 1 Corinthians 16:13. "Watch, stand fast in faith, be brave, be strong." I love that verse. It's such a good one. This is how you can pray it. "Lord, help me to be aware of what I'm watching, what I'm hearing, what I'm saying. Thank you, Lord, that as I stand fast in faith, you make me brave. You make me strong. Another passage of verses, this is actually three verses, Psalm 46, 1 through 3. It says, God is our refuge and our strength, our very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be moved and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And this is how you can pray this one. Thank you, Lord, that you are my refuge and my strength. You are a very present help when I'm in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. It doesn't matter what's going on around me. I know that you are with me. And then the last verse I'm going to mention today, although there are way more verses on faith than just these four, is Isaiah 41, 13. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. And you can pray this verse by saying, thank you, Lord, that you are holding my hand, reminding me that I don't have to fear because you are with me, helping me. All right, ladies, I hope this was a help to you all this week. Be sure to tune in next week because, like I said, we're going to talk more about fear, what it is, and how to overcome it once and for all. Not to say that you will never have fear try to creep in, but how you can win over fear every single time. Now, as we do every single week, I want you to repeat after me, but I really want you not just to say the words, but mean it from your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast. If you have not yet subscribed to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, go ahead and do that now. That just helps us to get these messages out to even more girls like you who need hope. And don't forget to sign up for the live training on October 14th. You can do that through the Uncommon Teen app, through the Brave Revolution tab, or on our website at uncommonteen.com. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you, and I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.